Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Now, we have a couple of people we'd like you to meet.
Hello, I'm Yvette, and I work here at Starfish House. My job is to help young people feel good about themselves and help them make friends.
And I'm Vinnie Starr. They call me Vinnie because my mother named me Vincent. Well, that's short for Vincent, isn't it? And they call me a star because that's what I am. Starfish.
Now, Vinny has difficulty understanding what others are feeling when they are looking at him.
Yvette is going to help me understand how to read faces and make friends.
That's from Click the Clam, the first product from Whangarei-based Brightmind Labs, a company that's got it going on right now. With me now is company founder Fraser Hurrell. Fraser, Brightmind Labs is a social venture. What makes that different from an ordinary company?
Hey, I guess we've got twin motives. We do have a profit motive. We do one day hope to make some money out of this, but we've got a tandem motive, and that is to do some good with these products. So you know, we're not out to produce pure entertainment. We're out to make a difference to kids with mental health issues.
And the first of those products is Click the Clam. What is that?
Click the Clam is a is an animated computer game which is designed to teach kids on the autistic spectrum to recognise emotions. You know, one of the issues that that kids on the autistic spectrum sometimes have is they find it a little bit more difficult than other kids to recognise
they can't angry. Read emotions off people's faces.
Yep.
So who's it aimed at? Is it younger kids?
Yeah, it's younger kids. It's this first game's aimed probably at kids from about 4 or 5 to 7, 8. You know, probably 8. Some of the lower functioning kids, you know, might still find it interesting. You know, at higher ages than 8, but you know, that's the target really.
So, what's the theory behind it? I presume there's an educational theory behind it as well.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, the game's designed by my business partner and wife, Dr. Yvette Armad. She's a clinical psychologist with a lot of experience in helping kids with, you know, various mental health issues, and you know, autism is one of them. And the theory of the game is that kids can learn, you know, to recognise these facial expressions and facial cues. But it just takes a little bit of rote learning and a little bit of training, and these things are built into the game along with, and it's probably what makes this one a little bit different, is that along with the then what, you know, so you've recognised the emotion and you know,
so
you've
what
identified.
Does that imply?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. So you know, how do you then deal with a person that you might encounter that's expressing this emotion?
So what stages are that? Can people get this yet or?
Yeah, no, it's in beta testing at the moment, so it's in testing with, you know, whole bunch of people around the place who are giving feedback, and it'll be available for sale very soon. But really, just as soon as we've you know, received and collated our feedback and made any changes that need to be made.
And quite soon, you're taking it to America for something called the Global Social Venture Competition. What is that?
Yeah, well, we are a social venture, which means that we've got a motive other than pure profit, and we entered a competition earlier this year called the Global Social Venture Competition, which is a competition run by Berkeley University in San Francisco, which I guess aims to just foster a bit of. Really just aims to acknowledge and create a bit of vibrant interest around social ventures from around the world, and we're the only venture from Australasia to make it through to the Asia Pacific finals, which were in in Bangkok 3 weeks ago. So we trucked off up to Bangkok and you know, presented our venture, and along with a whole bunch of clever people from around the Asia Pacific region, and
so what happens if you do well in the next round? What, you know, how does it actually benefit the company?
Well, a couple of ways. I mean, there's a wee bit of cash involved. So you know, if we're successful, we'll you know, there'll be a wee bit of cash for us to pour into the venture. But probably more importantly, it'll give us exposure in our main market, which is the US. And, you know, so that'd be neat for us.
I think people would be surprised to find that, an IT venture like this is being run out of Whangarei. How does that happen?
Oh, well, actually, Whangarei is the big smoke for us. We're in Tutukaka, which is, you know, probably half an hour northeast of that. I guess that just happens to be where we are. You know, we could just as easily be anywhere, but I suppose living in a place like that, there's not much to do of a winter evening, and you know, there's probably probably a wee bit of time to you know, kind of exercise your mind.
Have the broadband improvements up north been of help to you, or does it not reach out to the Kaka?
Yeah, no, we got broadband just as good as anyone in Ponsonby. Yeah,
probably better actually.
It might even be better. Yeah, it might be.
Yeah. So where does the company go from here? You've got this one product for autistic kids. What happens next?
This is kind of our prototype, I guess. We're just testing and perfecting our business model with this game, and I guess we've earmarked 2009 to do that, to get it released, to you know, just check out how it all works, what the best way is to promote the product and get it out there.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting one. How do you find your market with a product like this?
Yeah, really, what we're doing is we're partnering with autism and Asperger's associations around the world. You know, so we're busy. You know, making contact with just the myriad, you know, there are hundreds of them, and you know, we'll share revenue with them, you know, encourage them to promote the product to their members. So we'll establish channel partner relationships with all of those good people, and it'll be a win-win. We've got something which will potentially help the people they're charged with helping.
So if people listening want to find out more about what you're doing, is there somewhere they can go online? Is there a website?
Yeah, sure they can. They can have a quick look at www.brightmindlabs.com. Mm.
Well, best of luck with it. It sounds like a really admirable and also interesting venture too.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of fun too. Thanks, Russell.
Fraser Hurrell of Bright Mind Labs. After the break, those controversial David Bain and Paul Henry t-shirts. Where'd they come from?